Okay, welcome back to Catch the Flavor. I am Beverly Fajardo, and I'm with
Tavian
and Judy.
All right, we are continuing to talk about feminism. So, girls, what does feminism mean to you guys, girls?
Feminism is the belief that women are as equal as men, but in their own unique way. I think the concept of feminism has evolved over time. It's not to say that we're the same as men. We're not. We're biologically not. But to celebrate our ability to be independent and free, as men are allowed to, so too should women.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with Judy. As you can see, women are doing as much work as men. Women are employed as much as men. So it's all about equality all over for me.
And our previous speaker, Dateja, she was discussing women of different sexual orientations, lesbian, trans, two-spirited. I think that is part of feminism, understanding the differences in our identities and not having it excluded based on our gender.
All right. I guess not, like, have you ever heard any celebrities also dealing with it? Like Emma Watson.
That controversy of her bearing her breasts. So the background is she, which magazine was it? Vanity Fair?
Well, she was reportedly a hypocrite. Criticism of Beyonce's feminism, right?
Uh-huh. So she posed topless. She didn't have a bra on, but she did have a shirt on, which strategically covered a lot, but not enough, apparently. So she was criticized for being a hypocrite because she supposedly slammed Beyonce for her brand of feminism. And I think Emma Watson's rebuttal was, what do my, can I say that on air? T-I-T-S have to do with this.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, her image has been very clean cut. So to see her bare her breasts seems ridiculous or inflammatory and almost hypocritical. But I think that was just an expression of herself. I think it was quite tasteful, to be honest. It wasn't sexual, necessarily. But she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And it might go against her very, very clean-cut image. You know, she started out as Hermione Granger, the feminist protagonist in Harry Potter. And she went on to work in the UN. And she has a very clean image. So I think maybe that's the issue, that it kind of goes counter to her very, very clean image.
Yeah, and being a star, everything that you do is always publicized. Also, it's judged. Harshful.
Yeah. So, what's your opinion on feminism over social media? Do you think it's, like, how does it affect others?
I think social media does have a potential to accelerate the movement of feminism, if utilized properly. But at the same time, social media is its own little monster. It has its own mind. It has its own power. No one person can control it. It really is an amplification of what is in the current landscape. So if we truly want to move forward, we can utilize social media in that way. But at the same time, it could be used to carry the movement forward. Backwards too. I think as a tool it does have potential.
Yeah, and also the star of Hunger Game, Jennifer Lawrence, she has done tons of interview about females getting the proper pay.
Yeah, she was reportedly paid a substantially less than her
male
actors, her co-stars Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook, and she found this based on the Sony hackings.
Oh.
So, and then she realized that she should have stood up for herself more. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, to be fair, she seems like a very independent and outspoken woman. I feel like she was quite hard on herself. I don't think it was necessarily entirely her fault. Mm-hmm. I think they definitely did take advantage of the fact that she was a woman.
All right. How do you think feminism affect the younger audience, like the younger girls, like dealing with it?
Well, if you're going back to the whole notion of social media, I think the idea of feminism, how important it is kind of fading. A lot of young girls, they enjoy social media and they enjoy posting pictures, which is fine. But I don't think they understand how much women of the past have fought for them. And so there just needs to be more active movement to engage young women and educate them and evolve their consciousness.
So what else can you comment about feminism? Like
for me, if I have to think back, I would have to say probably not getting proper paid. Because in my field, like, I feel like the men were getting a more, they were getting more promoted, and, you know, the females, they weren't.
I think all women have different issues depending on their background, but broadly speaking, women, like Tavian was saying, do have issues when it comes to pay, for sure. And that is something I always feel very anxious about. I just hate the idea that I should be paid less than a man, because I know how very competent I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And it seems quite unfair. But there's also some things that are that we have to deal with, sexual harassment, for sure. If women who blame themselves or internalize abuse, that's something we have to overcome ourselves internally, mentally. There's just a lot of issues that women need to work towards, but I believe we've worked a lot and have made a lot of movement throughout the years. But I also feel like it's not over.
All right. What do you think changed in... how can you say that Women's International Week has changed, like, the views of women all around the world? Like,
I would say that International Women's Day has really helped open up the dialogue, as our previous speaker was discussing, about people, women of color, women of different sexuality. It really goes to show you how diverse feminism is. It's not just about women. It could be about lesbians, it could be about black women, it could be about South Asian, Asian, East Asian. They have their own unique struggles that they have to deal with under the broad scope of feminism. So to have an International Women's Day really allows those diverse voices to be heard, so we don't mistake the idea of feminism as being one broad thing about just gender, because it could be gender and racial background. It could be gender and cultural background.
All right. Do you think that feminism actually is a type of there's a type of stereotype in society now, or
a stereotype? I don't know. There are, like, some negative stereotypes. Actually, someone could argue that all stereotypes are negative. But one of the stereotypes for feminists is just the angry, angry, violent feminist woman. You know, she's going to attack and yell and fight and defend. Or there's a term I heard, it's called feminazi, like extreme feminism. It's someone who go all the way to the very extreme to fight for women's rights, even if it's violently. There's some, but I also caution against stereotypes too. Like I was saying that all women have different stories, different backgrounds. And that's why it's important to recognize stereotypes, but not at the same time adopt them.
Okay. Do you have any advice for people that are still dealing with like feminism, like they're very like insecure or something like that? Like, what would you say?
Advice. I'll definitely say probably talk about it. You know, that's the first step. Like, talk about it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that advice for sure. And I would like to add, embrace your story. So by talking about it, you are embracing your story. And that is probably the best advice. As a woman, there's a lot of shame that comes with our struggle, our story. Talk about it, embrace it. Accept yourself.
Yep. All right.
Also, too.
Yep.
You can read about it too. Like, if you don't want to talk about it, you can go and do your research about it.
Yeah. Do you guys like look up to any, like maybe a celebrity woman that actually inspires the? Maybe the term of feminism, like, or anyone, like, as a good role model or something like that?
I would look up to any woman that is doing something good for society or doing something good for women, definitely. But to say a celebrity, I don't think I would look up to a celebrity. Right. Like, probably I'll look up to Michelle Obama. Definitely look up to her.
Some celebrities that come to mind, I think they're less conventional, but they are very mainstream. I do look up to Beyonce. I think she's a very powerful celebrity, very powerful artist. She sends a strong message, especially with her new album. I didn't quite agree with the message, but just the fact that she was delving into the issues of infidelity in such a raw way really shows how powerful it is to tell your story as a woman, and really it connects women who've gone through that and shows that your pain is not singular. This is a shared pain we can all understand, and through that there's some kind of release for these women that listen to her songs. And it's amazing that, like, music can do that. It could be political, it could be social in that way. But also, I mean, Michelle Obama, yes. Mm-hmm. And Oprah Winfrey, my biggest idol as a journalist, because I'm a journalist. I admire her so much. Mm-hmm. She has such integrity, such values. And through that, she's been very successful.
All right. Thank you for that. And I'm Beverly, and I'm with
Judy,
Tavian,
and that's it for now. And we hope that you enjoy Women's International Day. Remember, it's on Wednesday. Don't forget to
celebrate your women.
Yeah. All right.